Hey, hey, your girl Dre Love here. I am loving this evening. I'm loving what's on my mind. I just got done watching some goofy videos, and I was watching some little girls just with just sassy, assy attitudes, and they were just killing it, telling people what to do and what to think and what to not do and how to be self-empowered and It was beautiful. I love today's day and age. As much as social media is a mess, it's a major way that we're able to get in touch with and unite with and link with each other. Should we use it in a logical, in a reasonable, in a manageable way and stay in healthy standards for ourselves with that? But social media is kind of the shit. It's fun because we're able to share with each other. We're able to catch each other's attitude. We're able to inspire each other. We're able to spread love just by watching something so quickly and having access to that. I remember back in the day when we didn't have access to stuff like this, and like to be able to laugh like this, to see people happy, just doing their thing. I love to see people owning their thing and what they're themselves, like whatever that is. I love to see people in their place shining, like just being themselves, feeling comfortable, feeling happy, feeling excited, but doing their damn thing. So I just love that we live in a world where we can do our damn thing. We can do it from home, we can do it from school, we can do it from our car, we can make videos everywhere, we can change lives in a different way than we weren't able to change lives before. And although it's a pain in the ass because there's, you know, social media problems, or so many social media problems, but it's really a blessing in so many ways because we're able to mentally affect one another and be contagious, be medicine. Oh man, that dang magic medicine. I love that magic medicine. For one another, to one another, with one another. And we can do it in such a quick moment. And I love that we just have opportunities like that. We can do it from anywhere. We can affect change in so many ways. We can run businesses from our homes. We can, you know, it was so cool for me today. I was scheduling meetings and I was leaving voice messages and I was getting my calendar together and I was doing finance stuff for my CPA. And I was just laughing at myself, like all this stuff in the tank top and my sweats, and I think I was sitting in my bed writing a blog and like running around the house, like looking half crazy. But I'm so grateful because, you guys, I remember when I was in my 20s, you cannot do this. You could not run your business like this. Women could not run their business like this. People could not run their business like this. I remember when I graduated from college and my mom made me go get a suit to work in the damn Silicon Valley. And we had to look a certain way and we had to be a certain way, or at least it was really not widely accepted to work and to make money. And things have really changed. And I am so grateful in this day and age that we can make money and we can do our damn thing from freaking home, from the beach, from the damn farmer's market, from the internet. Like, what is that? That we get to affect each other, affect change. We don't have to go to the business office and work for the damn man no more. We can work for ourselves, be creative, like let our light shine and just decide to share that with the world and have that be our thing. Like, who the hell ever knew that just shining your light could be a thing? Like just jaw drop right there, right? Who ever knew that just shining your light, take this in, could be a damn thing? Like, I realize this, and I swear my specialty is helping people find their superpowers, because shining your light can't be a damn thing. That's supposed to be our thing. That's supposed to be what we were made to come in this world for. We've been just turned into people that are so scared and so damaged and so confused that we don't know what to do with ourselves. But y'all remember, we came into this world to shine our light and to do our damn thing and to be ourselves and to show people what being yourself looks like. So please people, what I did was took my own advice. I listened to my intuition. It told me where to go. It told me what to do. It told me exactly what was next for me. It took me to my story. Through my story, it told me all about myself. And I just recommend that you explore that, and you can do the same thing for yourself. Like, what is your superpower, y'all? Like, we can do this. We can do our own thing from home and in our own space. Like, we can make our own rules, y'all. We don't have. We don't have to listen to the damn man. Well, we have to deal with some of the rules, but we get to live by our own rules. And it's just a new day and age now. And I'm so grateful to be a part of this. I'm so grateful to be a part of this awakening and to be a part of the time that we get to make our own rules and make our reality like we are now. I'm so excited because as I shift my own reality and see people shift their own realities and just feel this from the center of my soul and help people find that same thing within themselves, man, I'm blessed. I'm grateful. I'm honored. I'm freaking excited. And I'm exploding with excitement because the world is ours. The world is at our fingertips, people. We just have to realize it, and we just have to remember that we've done this before, we've been here before, and it's our time again. It's our time again to find ourselves and to find what that feels like and to find that beauty and that happiness and that honoring of the higher self. So thank y'all for listening to me. I know you guys hear me rant, but you must like it if you come back. So thank you for coming back to hear me talk, express myself. My gratitude for this beautiful life that Spirit gave me, this opportunity to express my emotion, my soul as a beautiful human expression through my experiences, through my life, through my lessons. I get to show people what I've learned. I get to show people what I feel. I get to express what it is I'm here for and show people how to do that themselves. So please like, comment, share, subscribe, and download, y'all. And send this to somebody that you know needs some medicine, some good Dre of Love medicine. You know I got the good medicine, y'all. You know I got the good medicine. So y'all can check my website out at DreofLove.com. Make them soul contract appointments. Change your life. Find out about yourself, about your relationships, and what we have going on deep down under. Also, check the blog out and get resources there as well. Make it a good one, y'all. And with love, it's your baby girl, Drea Love.